No matter what the economy does, there are always winners and losers. Tough to imagine, but even now, there are winners. Walmart's doing fine, for example. Business is booming for bankruptcy lawyers. And this is a good time to be in the growing field of debt collection. That's especially true in Spain. Not only are more Spaniards defaulting on loans and mortgages, but debt collectors in Spain can use tactics they wouldn't be allowed to use anywhere else. The World's Jerry Haddon tells us how they ply their trade.
Santa Coloma is a working-class town perched on a mountainside overlooking the Mediterranean. Its pastel-colored public housing projects are visible from miles away. On a recent afternoon, a 75-year-old woman named Encarna stands in their shadow, waiting for a bus. Encarna is going to market. Her husband's pension, she says, barely keeps food on their table.
600 y pico. Bueno, será mucho.
We live on about $800 a month, she says. That's not much. We get by however we can. Sometimes they turn off our water or electricity. At least we have enough to eat, thank God, she says. But there's not a cent extra to spend on anything else. Encarna, like one in five Spaniards, lives in poverty. She says as food prices go up, she's worried she might not be able to pay the mortgage on her small apartment. Not paying is becoming more common in Spain, and so debtors find themselves increasingly pursued by collection agencies. In Spain, those agencies are particularly effective. One of the leaders in the Spanish debt-collecting sector is El Cobrador del Frac, or Frac the Collector. Late on a Friday evening, its offices in Barcelona are busy with activity. Frac, like many agencies, uses a controversial technique to settle accounts. Humiliation. Public humiliation. Frac President Andrés Saldaño explains.
En España, por desgracia, pues hay mucho pícaro.
This country is a nest of rogues, he says. It's a shame. So what happens when we enter the picture? What we do is call attention to the debtor. We tear the mask off the scoundrel who refuses to pay. That way, he says, the people around him realize that he is shameless, and that's the last thing the debtor wants. To embarrass you, Frac dispatches an agent dressed in a tuxedo and top hat. He carries a briefcase that says debt collector on it in big white letters, and he follows you, and follows you, and follows you. To your home, your office, a dinner party. In the U.S. and the rest of Europe, this is generally called stalking. In Spain, says economist Pere Brockfield, it's perfectly legal.
Porque España es el único país del mundo, podemos decirlo, que no existe una legislación.
He says Spain is the only country in the world that doesn't have a law that regulates the conduct of debt collectors. That's to say, there is no law that says how they should behave or that requires that they even be licensed to practice. Because there's no legislation, he says, technically they're not violating any law with their methods. Brockfield and others want the government to make humiliation tactics expressly illegal. There are general laws in Spain against harassment, but Frac President Saldaño says his agents don't cross that line. And he says there's a big difference between feeling harassed and being harassed, legally speaking.
Yo siempre le digo a los morosos o deudores que si se ven acosados, que denuncien.
He says, I always tell debtors that if they feel harassed, they should take us to court. They only claim harassment to escape from having to pay. They always have trouble convincing a judge because judges aren't idiots. What judges are is overwhelmed, which is why companies often forego traditional legal proceedings and turn to debt collectors to begin with. Hence, Frac's business has increased 40% in the last year. But ironically, its success has spawned another business, an adversary, in fact. It's called the Debtor Defender. Pablo Camacho founded the Debtor Defender 2 years ago. He and his team consider themselves highly qualified to protect people from the likes of Frac because they used to work there. We only lasted 6 months, he says. We saw that the rights of debtors were not being respected at all. Frac was exerting brutal pressure on them. They called your neighbors, your clients, your family. They go to war against you. Now it's Frac and the Defender who are at war over the debtor and his debts. Both agencies are likely to earn record profits in the year to come. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Santa Coloma de Gramenet, Spain.